Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Melisma. It's not a household term, but you've probably heard it, especially if you've listened to this singer, Christina Aguilera, or if you've ever watched a single episode of American Idol. But we may not be hearing too much of these vocal runs in 2011, at least according to music journalist David Brown. He says the once popular technique is DOA on the pop charts, and he's here today to tell us why. David, welcome back to Soundcheck.
Glad to be here, John.
Before we get into the actual article you've written, which is really an intriguing article, tell us melisma. What is the layman's definition of a melisma?
The layman's definition is the technique of stretching out a single word into many different syllables. It can be in conversation, but it's mostly used in singing. It goes back to Gregorian chants, so it has a very religious foundation to it. But pop singers and R&B singers in the 60s and 70s, Stevie Wonder, Ray Charles, Aretha, would use it sparingly here or there. Stevie Wonder Superstition is a good example of that. But
we were just here, Christina Aguilera, right. The end of the line, you know, make the people stare. She doesn't say make the people stare. It's make the people stare.
Exactly. And
sounded
that
a little better when she said it. Just
I think you have a promising career.
But apparently not, because your article says melisma is dead.
It seems as if it's peaked. If you look at the pop charts now, and if you look at the female acts who've dominated over the last year or so, it's people like Katy Perry, Lady Gaga, Kesha, Pink, who's been around a while but has had a sort of semi-comeback. They're not using that technique at all. Whereas 10 years ago, if you were to put on a top 40 station, you would hear Mariah Carey, Whitney Houston, Christina Aguilera, Beyonce when she was in Destiny's Child used it quite a bit. It was everywhere, mostly female singers, but occasionally male. And now it's mysteriously absent.
Although a lot of these singers Mariah is still around. But back in 1990. So we're going 20 years back. This is really kind of when it all begins, is with people like Mariah Carey and the song called Vision of Love. Had to be strong, so I believe. And now I know I've succeeded in finding the place I conceived. I had a vision of love, and it was all that you to me. I had a vision of love, and it was all that you've given me. I realized a dream, and I visualized the love that came to be. Feel so alive. I'm so thankful that I've received the answer. That is Mariah Carey. Vision of Love is from back in 1990. And so David Brown, we're using the term melisma. A lot of people would just call these runs, you know, on a single syllable. There's a whole run of notes.
Right.
And even this, I mean, Mariah would take even more florid flights of musical fantasy later on in her career. This is pretty early on.
This is pretty early on. This kind of you know, the foundation, the genesis of it all in terms of when it really kind of kicked in the pop charts. Like, you know, 2 years later you had I Will Always Love You, Whitney's version of that Dolly Parton song. That also, you know, was another major example of it, the way she would stretch out those words. Mm-hmm. And it became, I think the problem was it went from being an expression of your technical ability, rooted in a kind of an emotional expression, to this sort of pole vaulting Olympic style event that you have to do that all of a sudden.
And American Idol. I mean, it seemed like every contestant was like, I can do that.
Exactly. I mean, that's really where you saw it. That's where I started noticing it, what, 7-8 years ago when that show first started. And, you know, everyone seemed to be singing like one of the, like Mariah or Whitney or Christina. And it seemed like the flu or something. It was just spreading.
The gospel gargle, as one critic has termed it. We're talking about melisma with David Brown, who has written about the subject for the New York Times, and you can find his article on the Soundcheck page at WNYC.org. And David, your article is called Trilling Songbirds Clip Their Wings. Hmm. So 2010, not a great year for the economy, and you seem to imply in the article that there's a connection between the economy and the sort of relative minimalist character of singing these days.
Yeah, I mean, it could be completely coincidental, but you're kind of seeing a downsizing in pop music singing. And to me, that whole melisma era of the Whitney and Mariah and Christina and all those people, yeah, that was all tied into a certain period, a sort of mid to late 80s, mid-90s, you know, period of a lot of wealth and glitz and ostentation in the culture. And it seemed like that in some way wasn't that melisma was tied in with that sort of over-the-top
conspicuous
consumption of singing. And now we're, you know, we are in a more scaled back time. And it's funny that we're seeing singing being scaled back. You know, I mean, which isn't to say that people can't sing. Lady Gaga can sing quite well, but she doesn't go for those that approach at all.
Well, here's an interesting sort of comparison to make. Beyoncé then and Beyoncé now. Beyoncé with Destiny's Child, mm-hmm. you mentioned before, was, you know, a prime mover, prime offender, whatever,
right,
whatever,
exactly.
Depending on your point of view in terms of using melisma. But last year when we heard her on the Lady Gaga song Telephone, the melismas were mostly gone, as if to prove your point. Here's Beyoncé with Destiny's Child from 1999 and then last year featuring on the Lady Gaga hit Telephone.
At first we started out real cool, taking me places I ain't never been. But now you're getting comfortable, ain't doing those things you did no more. You're slowly making me pay for things your money should be handling. And now you asked to use my car, drive it all day and don't fill up the tank. And you have the audacity to even come and step to me, ask to hold some money from me until you get your check. Yes, we
that's Lady Gaga featuring Beyoncé in the hit from last year called Telephone. And from 1999 before that, Beyoncé with her former band Destiny's Child and Bills, Bills, Bills. David Brown, you know, hearing Beyoncé at the end of her little turn there in the Lady Gaga song with the word answer, and it's just answer.
Right.
Whereas
right.
in 1999, it would have been answer.
She would have been all over the map there. She's very shrewd, that Beyoncé. She knows, you know, she's on the cutting edge, I guess.
So, I mean, is it rats fleeing a sinking ship? Do the singers somehow say to themselves, hey, you know, this thing that we've ridden on for 20 years is sounding tired, let's change it? Or how does something like this happen?
I think in a way it's a cyclical thing. I think the public kind of gets tired of it, and it's been reflected in the charts. You know, the recent Whitney and Mariah and Christina records have not done well. Mariah's kind of toned it down a little bit, but she still indulges in it compared to the old days. And I think that's part of it. You know, the music business, everyone's pretty, you know, up on what's selling and what's not. And when you see those kind of that style out of vogue, then people are going to follow it.
Well, here's a comment from EKG in New Jersey, who writes, I'd be happy to see the end of this type of vocalization, which my husband and I have always called Yencha cupping music. That's what it says. I don't know what it means. That's what she's written. It has created
That's Yugoslavian for melisma.
It has created the inability for anyone to sing the national anthem straight. Well, now there, national anthem.
Exactly.
We have seen some very melismatic performances
exactly.
of our national anthem in recent years.
Although that song, at least, you know, it's meant for that. You know, it's one of the few times you can kind of tolerate it.
Now, David, I have to ask, you know, this article you've written about the death of melisma in pop music, is some of this wishful thinking on your part?
It probably is. You know, I have to admit, I was intrigued when I first started hearing that stuff as a music critic, you know, 20 years ago, because it did seem, it was different. And, you know, as a music fan or observer, you're kind of always interested in some new turn, but I mean, I got tired of it pretty fast, and so I guess there was a little bit of a wishful thinking on my part.
If in fact your article turns out to be prescient and true, and 2010 was the death of melisma in pop music, at least for the next cycle, what will take its place?
You know, I think we're seeing, much more straightforward. Much more economical singing. I mean, the cast of Glee is a good example. You really, you know, compare the singers on Glee to the American Idol types in the early seasons. They're singing much more closely to the melody. They're not embellishing it as much. I think Glee is a phenom, so, you know, and selling records. So I think you're going to probably be seeing more of that.
So one of the side effects of doing away with the embellishments, the melismas, and sticking one note to a syllable is the text, the lyrics become much easier to understand.
Exactly. And the melody becomes more important, too. I think we've seen it's been a really good year, I think, for pop music. And one of the downsides of the melisma era, if we can call it that, which is the thing I think that always bugged me, is that the vocal performance and those high notes became in a way more important than the hooks and the melodies of a song. You know, I have trouble to this day humming a Mariah Carey song all the way through. I can't, you know, there's some kind of a melody, but it's overpowered and wrestled to the ground. And as a fan of just good pop songs and hooks, I grew very frustrated by that. And it's an interesting thing too, worth pointing out, the discussion between technique and emotion, you know. Yeah. That melisma puts you in a strange position because to bash melisma in a way, you're saying, well, you're putting down people who can actually sing well.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
But then again, would Bob Dylan have made it through the first season of American Idol? No. And who's the better artist?
Basil Rodericks writes on the Soundcheck page, if you ever heard a gospel-style organist with all the pads and pedals, you'll hear where melisma truly belongs. With the electronic music of today, it's hard to believe it's not out of place. By the way, Beyoncé is actually a genius at it. The challenge is to dress the music without distorting the message, which she does really well, unlike many. Hmm. And Mitch from Manhattan anticipates my final question to you, David, so I'll read his little comment here. One reason for less melisma is because nowadays every note is separately auto-tuned. Will we, a year from now, be reading a David Brown article talking about the impending death of autotune? Will that be the next thing to go?
It could be, you know, and autotune, that's a dangerous thing, too, because now you can even use it on stage. You know, singers can be auto-tuned.
Live auto-tuning, yeah.
As long as they can sing, it can't correct bad pitch, but it can kind of rein them in.
Yeah.
And that is a dangerous thing if it's overused.
Well, David Brown's article for The Times is on the Soundcheck page at WNYC.org, in which he claims that a spare economy is forcing a more economic way of singing. Kesha certainly is a good example of that.
Absolutely.
Auto-tuned and vocoded, and We Are Who We Are is the name of this song. David, great to see you again. Happy New Year. Thanks for being
you
with
too,
us.
You too, John. Happy New Year.
Still to come, Chris France and Tina Weymouth look back at three decades of their band, the Tom Tom Club. And tune in this Wednesday at 2 for a live performance in our studio from an acclaimed indie band performing its first new material in 3 years live in our studio. You'll have to tune in Wednesday to find out the identity of our mystery band and to find out how you can see them live in concert. Mysterious. Wednesday on Soundcheck.
Tonight we're going hard, 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 just like the world is ours.